Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment. So, it's a very bizarre one as well. An Australian couple's trip turning sour when flight attendants apparently asked them to stay seated next to the body of a passenger who had died mid-flight for the final 4 hours of a 14-hour trip from Melbourne, Australia to Doha, Qatar. When the passenger collapsed during the flight, flight attendants tried to save her but were unsuccessful. It's a very strange one because I know that I saw that couple being interviewed. They were really traumatized. And my question is, isn't there a space in the plane? Should something like that happen, or okay, where can they
store the body?
Store the body. I think there is.
I don't think they can declare a person dead because they don't have the right.
I get that.
Yeah, so paramedics or a doctor must declare you dead, right? But outside of that, if there is like a health issue like that, shouldn't they be landing?
Of course, they should be landing.
It should constitute an emergency.
Unless
landing,
they were close. Because, I mean, they were still 4 hours away.
4 hours away.
So they needed to find a place somewhere.
An airport in between, honestly. They should have landed, declared an emergency, landed, and then disposed of the body, and then tell the... Or even store it in cargo. Nobody will know. And then tell the thing, the family upon landing that, we lost Motososos.
Imagine sitting next to
a dead body.
A dead body for 4 hours.
Never.
Dude.
You don't know what killed that person. You don't know if they're contagious because now it's a dead body.
And you're in a confined space.
It's a confined space. Rahema.
Do we sing? Do we?
The person next to me doesn't want the aircon on.
How do you do? No. Like I sit next to a dead body. Do you sing? Do you pray?
Yo. So yeah, at times we may find ourselves in spaces where we are forced to sit next to strangers because we don't have a choice. But once in a while, what is supposed to be an ordinary moment with you just minding your own business in a public space becomes a moment you'll never forget as you and a stranger cross paths, like the couple in the story, sitting someone next to someone who's been sneezing and coughing or who decides to use you as a pillow.
Yeah, I'm tell you a story, bro. It's a true story.
Okay.
So that's a real true story.
This is just, that means it's not true.
I'm going through some emotional things. 18, 19 years ago.
Okay.
So I'm like, as in, funa uksha umoy. But I'm not malina, enough. It doesn't. Let me take a bus. Maybe go to, maybe in a Cape Town or somewhere. Then I get a bus to go to Eastern Cape, which is East London. Sitting next to this guy, who is a stranger to me. He's telling me, he's going home because he wants to die at home. Yeah, that's what he said. I'm like, why? And then he told me, King Azake Zonke. So this is a 16-hour drive. The Puma H. Josie pass to East London, 16 hours. This guy, I don't know if he's alive or dead, but he was going through a lot. Just when I thought, I'm in Nanking, I'm like, need to come. I'm gonna fly back same time because I'm right in Biloni. I'm Nanking. Nanking has like a business name, Homoto. Like, Zining in a way, Gucci. I think he wants to go home and
off himself.
Yeah, and off himself, basically. And he doesn't want to do it, Daichos. He wants to do it next to
Abadli.
He was done with life. He was finished. And I'm sitting there listening to him. But yeah, that was it.
So have you ever had an awkward situation happen with the person or people you were sitting next to? What happened? How much are you? You've done a couple of trips from Bochum to Joburg.
Yeah, but this one was within Joburg. And I was still very young. And I remember somebody having a spiritual episode with the scene. Guys, you know, even when you're not in the know, you know a thing or two, right?
Yeah.
When you don't know
what's happening,
it feels like a death trap. It feels like taxi no maganjan. I feel go sense if because she was pronking, she was pouncing, She does not have even letshwao, you know, like a bidnyana or to say, okay, maybe ki motho thwasang. No. Mara, she's at it. Bottling. Here we. Don't sing this one. And I am just there, little kid, shell-shocked, not knowing what to do. Taxi driver, I found the instruction from Kwale, because you know what I mean? Zulu people are very much inclined to their tradition.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Yes, they are. I don't care.
Mazulu, especially. They don't hide it.
Mazulu, Azeba. Hey, I'm going to do the snake flap. Hey, I'm going to Manzi, people are praying. Guys, it was such a mess. I'll never forget that thing. When I got home, when I got home, I literally got into the tub. I think it got my mom 3-4 days later, because
it
needed to marinate, because nekibona or atlo exerciser or aruna le matimoni taxi driver I intervene shapa or what takes wa barking mzalwana ri kwena no wasil timonu ukoshihlozi hey ningaye. It was such a mess. And I am like pine size. And I'm just there. I can't even help. Because I will never ever forget. But it took me 3 days.
0638 09 59 Drive 959. Awkward things that happened after you sat next to a stranger in a public place. 23 minutes past four.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive moment, Muchacheresi. Awkward things that happened after you sat next to a stranger in a public place. Please, there we go. Let's play the voice of us.
But it's because that couple was white. There's no way a black person would have sat for 4 hours next to someone oshonile. Leo playing Leo. Meizoma somewhere. Between the abarakakakaka to umemezi itagazelo zasekaya umache up and down mognyege. Uhlale next to this dump. If it was a black person or a black couple, that plane would have found. In fact, ne tlhogela morago. Simple.
I went to Chikilikin to buy myself something to eat, so I decided let me just sit because I'm not in a hurry to go home. Didn't this woman come and sit next to me, Allah, telling me her problems, her marriage problems, and she's still married, and me being the divorced one, I'm looking at her like, but what will I say to you? She cried, she told me her stories and she cried. After that she was like, Sisi, thanks for listening to me, I just needed a stranger to listen to me. I had to cry, like, you, it was so awkward, I didn't know what to do.
They were only the Pirika thing. Rakatuba limits about the other day. I had a guy on Angriza who's got a child out of Sadi's marriage and only a child. Lemana Lim Sadua Lohua, so he doesn't know how to break that to the wife. So, yeah, no, in the e-hailing space, GMI, we see all sorts of things every day. And yo, then I come to realize my problems are not as bad as other people's.
Yeah, what are the queue along edges? Mina nke ngathi ngise queuing i stranger nyasizo sikhuluma efonini athi angikhuluma ngikhuluma mang did the lady not give me a phone athi khuluma nalo sisike akutshele ukuthi i queue ingakanani sekumele manje ngikhulume nendoda yalo sisizo sangimazi nalendoda ngiyazi sekumele ngiexplain ukuthi hayi baba vele ama queue madad yawena ngifuna ukukhuluma nawe nikeza leyo muntu iphone you are let's get uya tatazele sisizo abantu yo hayi ngazibuza ukuthi aye wano mntana abantu bamenzeni bakafike endlini because lo yaba babeka kwatile
I know those guys who are controlling. I know a few people who date, especially rich men, and obviously they're dependent on them, right? They're not allowed to go out or do whatever stuff, even though that rich man is not even in the country.
Yeah,
you've seen them when the call comes through, they run to the bathroom and they pretend as if they're at home. You know you're being controlled.
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone is running your life.
And you can tell him to my phone in the bathroom. Like, if you call someone in the bathroom, there's echo.
Echo.
There's echo.
Ah.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Guys, I was flying to Egypt a couple of years ago. It's a 9-hour flight. And so sitting behind this couple and then the datoateng robetsi tsore ke boroko wa gona bo gona ho wa traka but a gone fela o gona hona ha traka on the other side wa bulela like yeah
no.
You keep moyo strong man every 10 minutes yeah that guy but so we put on the masks the towels and we're trying to wake him up he wakes up and then he just keeps on abulela moya you know where I'd ask a flight attendant to please try to move us or move this person yeah ke a fiwala every 5-10 minutes ke tear gas
yo I think I was 16 or 17. Yazi ngitheme ngiyehle but into engayihlanza yona. Oh ay shem nayi ematexini ayi ku rough shim.
Hey, now my situation was a bit awkward. So I was the one who actually collapsed or fainted. I woke up in the morning, went to work, had a normal day, and then later in the evening I took a sick leave. Going to do a private job in Rwanda, Kigali. So after the flight left to Zambia, I started sweating. I was sitting next to this Nigerian guy and he just asked me what is wrong. And the next moment I woke up, flight was empty and I was in the business class. So yeah, I think in situations like that, normally what they normally do is they actually take you away from the rest of the, I'd say, passengers. So that's what happened to me.
I don't think my situation is awkward, but I think this was my first job. Didn't have a car. I used to take a bus. Yeah, I used to sleep. Like, I used to sit with the same ladies in the morning because the bus used to leave at like 5 in the morning or maybe like past 5. But I used to sleep on this woman's short chest. Like, hey, I used to sleep. She knew. She should even look for me. I'll look for her also. I wonder where she is, hey?
Kyo malai ka khabot.
Ay!
Kyo malai.
Me wa ba to go busing.
Yeah.
Yo.
Can you imagine this guy who fell ill on a flight to Kigali?
I'm a fainter. How scary that must be, though.
Because I know someone who, they were ill and they were flying from Zanzibar to South Africa.
Okay.
And they were even scared to reveal to the staff that they're sick because they were fearing or battling. You stay behind. I get to read that thing, Ele Brown. I want to Ele.
Paperback.
Yeah, that cover in case you want to throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ari, she did throw up though. Once.
Yo, it must be scary. It must be scary.
Imagine.
Falling ill, waking up where you were not seated.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumuso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.